Our warming trend is underway now after the very cold stretch of weather. Five consecutive days when the temperature dropped below 32 degrees. Not so much this morning. Do have some areas of fog, and that becomes a story now over the next couple of days. Maybe one of the big travel hazards as we head into the holiday weekend, along with wet roadways. But I'll tell you what, if you're traveling within a day's drive of Jacksonville through the holiday weekend, you're just fine when it comes to any ice and snow. We're just seeing a tremendous temperature reversal over much of the eastern half of the country. So that's good news. Now, there's some wet weather in spots and at times, but at least a little in the way of ice and snow, at least east of the Rocky Mountains. The western U.S., much different story, but unless you're traveling far away from Jacksonville, some really decent weather. California, by the way, will be seeing an uptick in stormy weather now through the holiday weekend. If you happen to be headed to the west coast, San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego will all be getting significant rainfall through the weekend, which is good news from a drought standpoint for that area. For us, we'll be tracking a storm system for parts of your weekend, as we've been talking about much of the week. But today, nice, as we burn off the fog and temperatures reach the low 70s this afternoon into partly sunny skies. Areas of fog tonight down into the 50s and the fog to begin your Friday, and then we reach the mid-70s tomorrow afternoon. So for the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl tomorrow afternoon, that's a 3:30 kickoff, partly cloudy skies, temperatures near 75, quite mild. We'll only drop into the mid to upper 60s during the game. Looking at this fog potential for the beaches, even during the day at times, when you get this big contrast between the chilly water temperatures but then warm, humid air pushing northward again, you can get sea fog that will sometimes last at the beaches through a good part of the day. So something to be aware of at the beaches that could mean some big temperature swings and weather changes over just a few miles. But otherwise, it's a very mild pattern all the way into the weekend. So then for your holiday weekend on Saturday, that's when the front's moving in with showers. The chance for showers exists in the morning, but the best chance is in the afternoon and evening, roughly from about 3 p.m. to midnight. Wouldn't you know it, right during the big New Year's Eve celebrations. So while it won't be cold, it will be wet at times. So rain gear, umbrellas, jackets, that sort of thing for Saturday evening. Temperatures manage to get into the upper 70s Saturday before the rain moves in earnest. And with this system, despite moving through as a weak cool front by Sunday, there'll be little in the way of temperature change. We're going to stay very mild. So the first day of 2023 looks to be just fine. There'll be some morning fog to contend with, of course, but then we'll break out into at least a mix of clouds and sun, and temperatures get into the mid-70s during the afternoon. And while it's a warm New Year's Day, the record high was set just last year and was in the mid-80s. So we won't be that warm, but a very mild start to the new year. And then Monday, partly sunny, mid to upper 70s, and there are indications that we'll make a run toward 80 degrees by the middle of next week. Rich and I were talking about that live early yesterday morning on 104.5 WOKV. And the streak that we are in now, which is beyond 5 years, with days of at least one 80-degree day every month of the year, a tremendous streak. And we'll see if we get there again next week in the month of January. In any case, the pattern is way above average temperatures through next week. There will be a couple of more opportunities for some rain the way it looks as well. But I don't see a freeze, an overnight freeze anytime soon again after the freeze of the last few days. Now is the time to uncover your plants if you haven't already done so. I saw some plants still covered this afternoon, yesterday afternoon, and that's a no-no. That can cause more harm than the cold. So get your plants uncovered. You can probably wait, you should wait, 4 to 6 weeks before you start pruning, maybe even longer, because some plants will come back as unsightly as they might appear. The grass has gone dormant, but that's not a bad thing. It'll come back in most cases and be okay. You won't have to mow for a while, though. And check your irrigation systems, pools, of course, your faucet, outdoor faucets that you might have, and make sure they're not damaged by the freeze that occurred. The 20-degree temperature, by the way, that we fell to on Christmas morning, not only was it one of the coldest Christmas mornings on record, it was not the coldest, but it was one of the coldest. It's the coldest low temperature recorded in Jacksonville since it dropped to 19 in January of 2003, so about 20 years since we've had a temperature that cold, so pretty remarkable. Speaking of going back in time, the Burrish blog, the 2022 weather review is in and posted. You can check it out. During the year of 2022 in Jacksonville, officially at the International Airport. We had 10 record high temperatures. We had 5 record low temperatures, 2 record low high temperatures, 4 daily rainfall records. There were 4 unfortunate rip current deaths in the area. And that means that we had more deaths when it comes to the weather from rip currents than we did any other weather phenomenon during the year. We did have several lightning injuries, but no fatalities from lightning. And then, of course, the big weather news from a storm standpoint would be Ian in late September, hurricane that hit the southwest coast of Florida as a massive and powerful Category 4 hurricane at Fort Myers. Brought some heavy rain and gusty winds to our area, especially southeast Duval, St. John's, eastern Clay County. And then Nicole, less than a couple of months later, a November hurricane that hit the east coast of Florida, then moved north-northwest, bringing the heavy rain to Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Those are some of the highlights that you'll find in the Burrish blog, the 2022 review from a weather-wise standpoint. Have a great and safe long weekend. Ring in that new year safely and with a bunch of gusto. We've got a clean slate when you wake up Sunday morning. New year, 2023. My, how time flies. Take care of yourself and one another. With all your weather, all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.